For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Coming around the precious Word of God, we praise you and thank you, Lord. We thank you for your Word. We thank you for the clarity of your Word by your Spirit. And Lord, I ask that every person here will have revelation as the Word is preached and taught about this very important area of the fear of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight we're looking at what is the fear of the Lord, and we'll go through several scriptures which will give us a biblical definition and biblical understanding of this area. Now, one of the important things is that the Bible uses the word fear in both a negative way and a positive way. The negative way, when we'll see a couple of scriptures related to that, because we need to differentiate between the fear of evil and the fear of the Lord. And this is an important thing. So there is a positive and negative side to fear. There's two sides to a coin. It's like there's a positive and negative side to love. You can love the wrong things or you can love the right things. You can love the world and the things of the world, which God says is wrong, or you can love God and His Word and His brethren and the brethren and church and so on. That's good. That's very good. So you see that there are words in the Bible which, depending on what we're looking at, will be either talking about a negative thing or the negative side of it or the positive side of it. Let's have a look at Deuteronomy 4 verse 10. Deuteronomy 4 verse 10, first of all. And we'll look at some scriptures which just talk about the positive side of fear. We don't want to concentrate too much on the negative side, the fear of evil, although we will look a bit about that. We want to look at the positive side of fear. Now, when you think about the word fear, a lot of times we think in a very negative sense, but the Bible looks upon the fear of the Lord in a very positive sense. In a very positive sense. For Deuteronomy 4, and looking at verse 10, it says here, especially the day that thou stoodest before the Lord thy God in Horeb, when the Lord said unto me, gather me, the people, together, and I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. So there's a few components here. You'll notice, I will make them hear my words. So there is a connection between hearing the word of God and what it says in the next part, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth. So what has to happen, and obviously in our present society it's not happened in a great way at all, and even amongst the churches, is that people have to learn the fear of the Lord, that they may learn to fear me. Have to learn. How do they learn it? Through God's Word. Through God's Word. Because when you learn the fear of the Lord, you start to see what God is like. You see that He is holy. You see that He is pure. You see that He is true. And one of the big things about the New Testament is that we've been born again by the Spirit of God, and we now have the nature of God on the inside of us. And the Bible talks about sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. Sanctified means put aside for God. So we are to be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, which means we're to be just like Him. Now, Jesus was not a liar. Jesus was not impure. Jesus was not someone who did not love people. In fact, it's the very opposite of all that. Jesus is and was holy and always will be, and pure and righteous. And so you see, the more you get into the Word of God, the more you learn about what God is like. And the more you see, that's the way I should be. We have to learn to fear, to respect, to honour God in every way in our life. And that comes through us hearing God's words, as it says there. Notice it says here, I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children. There's an instruction to teach children the fear of the Lord as well. Praise the Lord. Have a look at Deuteronomy 5, verse 29. Now we see another aspect of the fear of the Lord in this. Deuteronomy 5, verse 29 says, Oh, that there were such an heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Let me read that again, because it's of such great importance in this whole area of what is the fear of the Lord. Oh, that there was such an heart in them. He's talking about not the blood pump, he's talking about the inner man, the inner spiritual side of man. Oh, that there was such a heart in them that they would fear me. And what's the result of that? And keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them. So what does the fear of the Lord lead to? Good things. Why? Because it keeps you on the straight path, the path of righteousness. The more you know and learn of the fear of the Lord, the more you will understand, this is the way I should be walking, this is the way I should be going. And you will, by faith, we've been born again, by faith we can keep the commandments of God. By faith we can walk in righteousness. And it's important for us to understand that. So he says there, Oh, that there were a heart in them. So the fear of the Lord is a heart issue. It's related to the inner man. Yeah, it's not just enforcing a set of rules on people and saying, well, this is what you've got to do. And the people say, oh, I wish I didn't have to do that. Or I want to get out of doing that. I really feel like going and telling lies, but or doing, you know, those wrong things. But No. It's a heart issue. You know, if there are wrong things in your heart, what do you have to do? Repent. You've got to get them out. Repentance is a very important clearinghouse. You say, Lord, you come before the Lord, and He will, as you confess your sin and ask for cleansing and forgiveness, He will forgive you of all your iniquities and heal you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So God wants you to be on the right path, because He knows that if you're connected to the wrong things, okay, things that are against the Word of God, that is not going to be well. And that's why He says at the last part of that it might be well with them and with their children forever. So we've learned here that it's a heart condition that they would fear me. Oh, that they would have a heart that they would fear me. A heart condition. So that when you look into the Word and God says, do this, there's not within you this, oh, I don't want to do that. It's, yes, I partake of the Word, I love the Word, and I want to do what God wants. And I'm learning to do what God wants. So there's that heart in you to fear the Lord, to honour the Lord, to respect Him, to tremble at His Word. A lot of people, they don't understand that the Word is not to be rejected lightly, because there's consequences attached to that. So I'll read that again because it's so important. Oh, that there were an heart in them, that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. It's a wonderful statement there. Have a look at 1 Peter 2 verse 17, because you might think, well, perhaps that's just an Old Testament thing, to fear the Lord. No, have a look at 1 Peter 2 verse 7. We see, and there's many scriptures in the New Testament, but I just want to look at one, just to show that it is a New Testament doctrine. We are spiritual Israel. We are born again. We are the people of God, and we're not told not to get to keep God's commandments. We have a heart in us now, a new heart, which desires to keep God's commandments. Christians have to learn, as I said before, they have to learn the fear of the Lord. Why? Because we are in the world, not of the world, but we're in the world, and we have to make sure that we're planting the right things into our heart. And we need to be sanctified by the truth of God, continually sanctified, so that we're closer and closer to Him and that we are continually being conformed to the image of Christ. 1 Peter 2, and we're looking at verse 17. 1 Peter 2, verse 17 says to us, honour all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honour the King. So there's one statement there, fear God. It's a commandment. So God says fear Him in the Old Testament, He says fear Him in the New Testament. In other words, He's saying to all the people of God, fear me. Now we're talking about this positive aspect of fear, and as I said before, many times when we hear the word fear, we often think of the negative things about that. And this is where God has laid down. Let's think about this. Prior to the fall of man, the fear of the Lord, that positive fear of the Lord, was present and had to be present, obviously. So what has happened after the fall of man is there's been a twisting of fear. So that now there's a regard for something that's quite destructive. And that's what the fear of evil is all about. So let's have a look at Psalm 27 verse 3. We'll start to look at some of the negative aspects of fear, but we want to see this in the right area, the right context. Psalm 27 verse 3. Now we just saw in several scriptures that we are to fear the Lord. And that's very important. We are to fear the Lord. But you know, some people can twist things and they can say, but let's turn to Psalm 27 verse 3 and have a look at that. And look what it says in there. It says, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. So, if we were to wrench that scripture out and say, well, you know, it says in one scripture to fear the Lord with your heart, and here it's talking about my heart shall not fear. Well, what's it talking about? My heart shall not fear. Well, what's happening here in this scripture? An host should encamp against me. All the enemies are encamping against you. What do the enemies want to do? What does the devil want to do? He wants you to get you from trusting the Lord, from having faith in Him. He wants to put fear into you, doesn't he? And if you go to Psalm 23 verse 4... just a little bit back there, Psalm 23 verse 4, it tells you what this fear is. This fear that you're not to have in your heart. My heart shall not fear. It says in Psalm 23 verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. So we see that God's fear God's fear is nothing to do with evil, as I said before. It's to do with purity. It's to do with keeping his commandments, hearing his word. But you see here that in the world, there's all types of things that want to get in, but Jesus gave us a commandment, didn't he? He said, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. And he said, be not afraid. So God delivers us from all our fears. That's the scripture. And it's talking about the fear of evil. It's talking about the fear of things that we shouldn't and don't need to, because our trust is in the Lord. Our peace is in the Lord. And we have that peace in him. If you look at 1 John 4, verse 18, just across to that, we see the nature of the fear of evil and why God does not want that fear in you. Now, it also mentions in this scripture something else, the opposite of fear, and how you can get rid of the fear of evil in your life. So we're looking at 1 John 4, verse 18. 1 John 4, verse 18. And it says here, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. So we see that the fear of evil is a tormenting thing. What is worry? It's a fear of something bad happening, something bad coming. And that's a tormenting thing. There are many people who are filled with all types of fears, all types of depressions, all types of things that come onto them. Well, the Bible talks about, my heart shall not fear. You'll not fear that type of thing. It's very different from the fear of the Lord, because there is confidence in the fear of God. There is security in the fear of God. As it says in verse 19, we love him because he first loved us. Now, God is love, and he is in our heart, and there is no fear in love, no fear of evil in love. Okay? And if you love God, you will fear him. In other words, the direction of all your trust will be towards the Lord. You won't be trusting that evil can do something to you or have any confidence in that. You'll have confidence in the Lord's power, Lord's deliverance, Lord's victory, what the Lord Jesus Christ has redeemed you from, the curse of the law, and so on. Have a look at Psalm 34. Psalm 34. Psalm 34 also brings out this whole area. Psalm 34 verse 4. Psalm 34 verse 4. Now, interestingly, in Psalm 34, it has both the fear of evil talked about. It talks about the fear of evil, and it talks about the fear of the Lord. So it's quite clear that the fear of evil and trusting that can bring things to you, troubling things to you, and cause you to go down, that type of thing has to be completely taken out of you. If you look at verse 4, it says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Now, that's a good thing to confess. A good thing to confess. When I started to confess that, when I started to say, thank you, Lord, you have delivered me from all my fears, fear started to be out there rather than in here. And when we talk about all fears, we're talking about even dread, even little worries. Now we say we reject that. I will not fear. I will not fear, because God has delivered me from all my fears. So that's talking about the tormenting type of fear, that horrible tormenting type of fear. God has delivered you from that. And you should put into your mouth, I believe what this scripture says. I believe it. And I thank you, Lord, that you have delivered me from all my fears. I don't have to fear evil. I don't have to fear it at all. You go down a little bit further. It says, we'll start from verse 7 and we'll go down to verse 11 here. It talks about the fear of the Lord and what that does for us. In fact, if you don't have the fear of evil, you do need to have a fear in you, but it's the fear of the Lord. And this is what it says here, starting from verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. So if a person is fearing the Lord, they'll be trusting in his deliverance, they'll be trusting in his goodness, they'll be trusting in him. Verse 9 says, O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. So you see, if you respect and honour and fear the Lord, what are you doing? You're, as we read before, hearing his words, having respect to his words, keeping his commandments, and you're taking that as being what must be top priority in your life. That's the word that you hear. That's the word that you take. So verse 9 says, O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. There's no things that are going to cause you lack or destruction. Verse 11, Come ye children, hearken unto me, I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Now this is, as I said before, this is something that is not done in our society very much at all. That is the fear of the Lord being taught. Why? Because the fear of the Lord being taught must be through the Word of God. And so people are taught to obey the Lord, for example, to do what he wants, to have the will of the Lord filling them, knowledge of the will of the Lord filling them, and so on. So it's very clear here that people need to be taught the fear of the Lord. And we'll see in a minute that the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. And when you hate evil, you also hate all of that fearful stuff that's connected with evil as well. And you say, I reject that from having any entrance into my life or into my family or into my church or into my workplace. Okay? Now you'll get tempted to fear evil. You'll get tempted to worry about things, but you need to take action against. You say, in Jesus' name, I reject that. I choose the fear of the Lord, and I choose to hate evil. And we'll see about that hate evil in just a minute. Have a look at Proverbs 1, verse 7. Proverbs 1, verse 7, first of all. We've got a few more scriptures we need to go through, and I pray that you'll be seeing and understanding what is the fear of the Lord. And one of the primary things you need to see is the nature of fear in the negative sense and fear in the positive sense. I mean, let's face it, who created the fear? Obviously God, because the fear of the Lord was present from the beginning. It didn't just come out of nowhere. Okay, but the devil has twisted that, hasn't he? So that people's respect and honour and so on are all centred on the wrong things. Proverbs 1 verse, we're looking at Proverbs 1 verse 7, says, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Very, very big mistake to despise wisdom and instruction. The fear of the Lord, it's respectful. It listens, as we saw before, listens, hearkens, or hears the words of God. It listens, and it says, I want to know. I want to come into the truth. I want to be sanctified by the truth. I want what your word says, even if it might go against what I have thought in the past or do think even now. I will adjust my thinking according to the word of God. And that's what being transformed by the renewing of your mind is all about. So if you go across to verse 20, wisdom crieth out. So remember, wisdom is not something that's absent from the earth. It is actually here on the earth. Wisdom is present. It's crying out. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates, in the city. She uttereth her words. So that sounds to me as though wisdom is freely available. Okay? A lot of people, they don't understand that preaching, you know, it's foolishness to the world, but it is the power of God for us to salvation. So it's something for us to understand that there is wisdom constantly being crying out, constantly being put forth. It's not absent. It is present on the earth today. Verse 21. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates, in the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? Well, wait a minute. If you're a fool and hate knowledge, then how can you have the fear of the Lord? Can you see what I'm saying? You choose one or the other. If you hate the right things, you're going into loving the wrong things. You see what I'm saying here? Verse 23, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. So God is saying you need to repent. You need to turn away from this hating knowledge, which is a foolish way to go. And you need to say, I turn to you, Lord. I want you to make known your words to me. Because remember, if you hear the words of God and you respect that and you do it, you're learning the fear of the Lord, aren't you? I will make known my words unto you. Verse 24, because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regardeth, but ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. Notice he calls it your fear. Your fear cometh. It's not the fear of the Lord. It's your fear. This is the negative fear. Verse 27, when your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge. And this is the very opposite of the fear of the Lord, because remember we read before, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Okay? And you've got to choose. I want the words of God. I want knowledge of God. Notice what it says, verse 24, that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. So here we see a great key. If you do not choose the knowledge of God, then you're not learning the fear of the Lord. You're not choosing the fear of the Lord. If you hate knowledge, and talking about hate, the knowledge of through the word of God, especially, and that means you're not going to be choosing the fear of the Lord. And verse 30, they would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof, therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from what? Fear of evil. So how can you be quiet from fear of evil? You must choose the fear of the Lord. Okay? If you want to be quiet from fear of evil, you must choose the fear of the Lord. That means you must love God's knowledge. You must love it. Put priority on it. Learn the fear of the Lord. Learn it. And we'll finish tonight with Proverbs 8, verses 10 to 13, because this is the final one I wanted to leave you with, so that you understand precisely the fear of the Lord, the attitude of the heart, the state of the heart, a heart that loves God, loves knowledge, love God's knowledge, love God's words, love God's things, and will put priority on that. Proverbs 8, start from verse 10. Receive my instruction. Isn't that what we just read in Proverbs 1? Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. So what's that talking about? What value do you place on the knowledge of God and instruction from God? Far above silver, far above gold, okay? Far above all of that. What value are you placing on the things of God? So receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. Here's a good side of hate, by the way, isn't it? Good side of hate. This is what you should hate. You should say, I hate evil. I hate evil. And I have the fear of the Lord. I choose the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. And verse 14 says, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. You know, a strong believer in Christ will be one who chooses the instruction of God, the knowledge of God, the words of God, chooses those things rather than the things of the world, the gold, the silver, all those temporal things, chooses that, cannot be bought by the world, cannot be compromised by the world, but chooses that and chooses the fear of the Lord. That person is going to hate evil. They're not going to be wanting to fiddle around with devils or things like that. What will they say to devils? Well, they're not going to have them in 3-hour conversations whilst trying to cast them out. They'll say, shut up and get out in the name of Jesus. Okay, that's what they'll do. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you, Lord, for your instruction. And we choose that instruction tonight. We choose your wisdom tonight. And we choose the fear of the Lord tonight. Now, if you've, in Jesus' name, and the Lord prompts me just to speak to you in the Spirit now, if you have had fears in your life, God wants you to know right now that they don't have to be there. Those fears can be dealt with. And you need to believe the word of God and say out loud with your mouth, God has delivered me from all my fears, praise the Lord. God has delivered me from all my fears. I believe that's a word from the Lord for all of us tonight, and perhaps for specific people. Take that as a word. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.